Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I didn't want all that. All right, now, call in, you guys, at number 845-277-9263. And we can kick it. That's what I would rather do. But what I'm saying is, you guys, go over the assessment. When you make a plan, initially it's lofty, but you have to reassess it so you can fine tune. If you don't fine tune it, you're just going to be chasing shit. So you go sit at the bar, you know, and whatever it was that you could do that's going to get you closer to your goal, you go sit at the bar, you go sit wherever you sit, and you just let that shit slide. Because to you, you're chilling. I don't even have all my fucking headphones. No wonder I ain't hearing shit. Wait, I ain't hearing this shit either.
We've been trying to reach you about your phone.
Okay, something's goddamn. Let me see. Okay, I'll go to the answer. Oh, come on, bro. Let me make sure I'm doing this right. Okay, yeah, I see me, so it is working. Oh, you motherfuckers just... motherfuckers make me sick. I thought it wasn't working, but it is working. You motherfuckers just ain't calling. Well, that's on you, man. If you don't want to kick me, you just want to sit up and listen. I'm going to do that too. This shit ain't no fun. I'm going to have to get... Fuck it. Let me go back to what the... See, what's going on that most of you guys know, you see that you're weak, and you're going to get weaker as you age, because weakness is a cancer, and it's going to eat away at your soul, and slowly you're going to succumb to the weak man syndrome, and you're going to die out of the competition to have your way. Now, this cancer eats away at your self-esteem, and it's slowly your fucking confidence suffers. So to me, I would do something about that. You should see how your shit on Front Street, like I do, can help and push you toward it. But no, you would just rather see the insecurity and shit. You just want to look at this year. I am living a dream that came true because of all the shit that I do. It didn't come through because I got some kind of skill in playing basketball or something. My shit come through because I fucking work. Here is only like 13, 14 days into the new year. And I'm already accomplishing shit for this year. Let me see what's going on. 312, what's happening?
What's up, church?
Hey, I'm good. Hold on, man. Something's wrong. I am not seeing this in
man,
my microphone.
Man, you dig. I'm on the move right now. I'm in Chicago, trucking these wheels and clocking these dollar bills, you know. I tune in to the show, man. You're a big inspiration. You're a big inspiration to the game, Jack. You know what I'm saying? You keep on doing what you're doing. Stay down. You dig? You taught me
all
to
right,
grab my crown and get back up, baby.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. You stay down, too. 516, come back. 513, there you go.
Man.
What's up, 513?
513 is on hold. All right, 513.
What's up?
I had a question about... Your idea of the word validation, What do you think about
it? Hey, wait. Throw your window up or something, man. You got the end going.
Okay. What'd you say?
You got wind interrupting you or something, man. You blind or something?
Yeah, I was outside.
Okay, let's go.
Is it better now?
Yeah.
Okay. The word validation, in your perspective, what do you think about it? Giving somebody validation.
I know what validation means. Why do you need it?
No, I was listening to somebody say something, and they just kept, you know, they was like, just say I'm valid. And I just kept sitting over there like, nah, everything about it sounds good, but it's something's off about it. And I wouldn't
stay
do
on
it.
Valid.
So I'm asking
are you saying that person was saying stay on valid?
No, they wanted validation. And I'm asking you, how do you go about actually saying, like, okay, well, you know, it might be that. That's what it is, okay?
Okay, man. Listen, validation. Most people think validation means they do something and they're not really sure about it. Someone say, oh, man, that was dope. You know, there was that point or whatever. Validation. You understand that? Huh?
Correct.
Do you understand that?
I didn't hear the last, three words that I was moving.
Okay,
but.
Bro, listen, man. What I'm trying to get you to see is validation. Validation is you're seeking approval from someone where you should be validating yourself. Because whatever you know what it is you're starting out to do. And if you're doing it 100, who the fuck can tell you anything? But if you ain't doing it 100, you can tell yourself that too, bro. You validate yourself in life because you make choices and you live up to them. If you don't live up to them, then you're one. Right, blah, blah, blah. But then you need somebody to tell you some shit. I don't do that, dude. You need to stop if that's what you're doing.
I appreciate it. That's exactly what I thought.
All right, bro. For sure. So, you know, I talk crazy. You know, you can't call in, you motherfucker. I can really give a damn about some motherfucker crying because he can't stand how much I brag. Why dream if you're going to dream of some little shit? Why dream if you don't do every motherfucking thing that you're dreaming about? If you don't do everything in your power to actually achieve what you're dreaming, why have dreams? Why make goals? I don't make statements. Hey, what's up? Yeah, I put my Bluetooth in on my phone. You can't what? I got the Bluetooth sync, Dean. What about,
I'm not hearing.
I'm not even hearing the shit in my headphones. Because I should be hearing it in my headphones. But it's not right, so something's fucking wrong. Check it later, yeah, man. Oh, Dean just told me you can't really hear. Let's do this. All right, Dean, I'll call you back. Hey, you guys, I mean, for some reason, fucking Bluetooth ain't thinking. But anyway, fuck it, man. What I'm really trying to get you guys to understand is just hear something. And regardless of if you took it wrong, if you understood it wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to you. You'll just go on saying the wrong version, using the shit wrong, taking everything that word goes, this is silly shit that you boys who were raised without boundaries, the shit you do and promote. Goddamn mamas raised you without no male influence and no ass go piss with your sisters in the bathtub. Once you grow and decide to develop boundaries for yourself, you gotta, just do it like this. If you grow boundaries, you might be all right. I'm only responsible for what I mean when I talk. I'm not responsible for how you interpret what I say. So when I say something and you interpret it some way, and I say, man, I wasn't saying that. And you want to say, yeah, but Bob didn't tell me, and I'm hanging up. I don't give a fuck what you think I'm saying. Because if you don't know what I said and talk to me about what I said, fuck you. I'm not talking to you about what you think. Because you fucked up my media. You ain't real. I ain't fucked up by media. You can say what you want to say. I use it. But that motherfucker don't use me. Shit. I am only fucking responsible for what I mean when I talk. I can't wait to see what players' balls and different things gonna look like in the year 2025. That's a short time. That's 4 years away, motherfucker. It ain't no long time away. I'll tell you what it'll look like. Dudes who want trophies is in this line. Make sure you have your payment. And make sure you want to know what category you want a trophy in. That's going to be an announcer. Niggas who want trophies. We want to be voted flyest pimp in this line. And niggas who want to pay for a trophy, you know, having the most holes in that line over there. You want to know what the coldest thing about this shit will be? Is you motherfuckers liable to be there via a link? First world reality, baby. So, what I'm trying to get you to see, this is not weird to you. I know. Your trap, well, you don't check trap, but if you check the trap last night, it would be virtual too. You virtual reality freaks. I believe in real shit, real tangible shit. You can learn and implement in your everyday life. I'm not trying to learn some shit that I got to be studying for a whole bunch of years. That's why, fuck with me. Starbuck University, you're going to learn what motherfuckers are learning in 4 years. You're going to learn in 1 year. It's that dope. These guys just going to wake up. Because everything you do and everything you think about should be for the betterment of you. I try not to get into shit these days, but, you know, I get to talking. And it ain't because I've given up on the game. It's because I know the other motherfuckers out there cannot possibly, you know, pass the smell test. Just like, they ain't got no game. All they have is whatever it is. Maybe a car. A fucking 78 Chevy Impala with some 34-inch wheels on it. You got to put a ladder by your door to climb up in it. Fine. So you cool. Just like you can sit at a bar, they can tell when the liquor is being watered down. If you buy drinks, you can tell when it's watered down. If you had any game, you can tell. But you take this fake ass shit you heard and realize even that is wrong. You realize it's wrong what you're saying. But you're also accepting that what you said and is too strong for you. So what do you do? Instead of grabbing your nuts and tightening up so you can get the real, you pour some water on it. You just add some more water or some more cut and you end up with what you had today. It's absolutely sickening. It really is. You're confirming, most of you, why I don't comment on people's suggestions or posts or all that shit. I don't do that motherfucking shit. I wish like hell these motherfuckers would stop tagging me with all these suckers. 80 and 90 motherfuckers tagged. When I get tagged, I gotta see all the fake comments made on the post, and it just fucks me up. How can you claim to be a pimp and use the fucking term 16 or 304s or whatever the fuck you use? You niggas are pitiful. It's just pitiful. You letting people make you ashamed of who you are. So you disguise the shit so only you and other fakers will know what you're talking about. Hey, that's a 16. Oh, yeah, okay. Nah, what I'm saying, what the fuck? I know. You're staying out of the way. That's the way you play it. You ain't doing shit. You ain't doing shit to even put you in the way. So how the fuck are you staying out the way? Take that goddamn straw out your mouth so whatever the fuck you say can be heard. Because you whispering, little man. You gonna talk loud with a straw in your mouth. Huh? You're whispering. You must explain this game through a straw. And I ain't just talking about pimps. I'm talking about you alpha motherfuckers. Talking about you alpha. Talking about you this. Talking about you that. Motherfuckers. Another one of your fake-ass ways that you motherfuckers I know do is I know you be having a job and be trying to play like you know you're a welder. And you weld at night. So during the day, you out faking like you got some game. I know you really got some kind of fucking job. But that's the only goddamn reason you have to play the internet. Because your ass got to get up and go to work. Don't be mad. Because I got to get up and go to work too. But I work from home. And I do shit that I like. I ain't doing nothing for money that I don't like. I believe don't stop because you made some fucking money. I believe, motherfucker, without no money, if you a motherfucker. Because how many of you can say that? And that's you motherfuckers whisper that shit. And you got to be damn good to whisper through a straw. I hope none of you motherfuckers get tired of hearing or reading my shit. And if you do, I really hope you don't fuck with me about it. Because I'm going to talk shit. It ain't my fault I stepped, you know, on your fucking toes just now. Fuckers only prove how fake you really are. I get people hitting me. I'm already reducing my shit $800. And the motherfucker want a payment plan for $300. Well, I know it's hard, goddammit. Don't get me wrong. $300 or $3. If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. I understand. But how you gonna ask me to give you a deal on a deal? That mean it ain't a deal no more. That mean I'm giving shit away. trying to explain that, man. And
it just don't work.
So, to have been born in the times of real game, not him, real man thinking. I'm just saying, excuse me. I'm just saying, I was born in the time where motherfuckers went out and proved what they were, was. They proved it. I was in a time period, you can't say you was a motherfucking pimp if you wasn't willing to prove it. Pimping ain't no damn side rhymes that you spit. Pimps don't want to, no side hustle. Pimp sure wasn't fucking with no side bitch. In my day, a pimp did nothing on the side. The only thing we had was two fucking nuts and hell again. That's what we had. That's what we used. I ain't talking about pimping. I'm talking about to catch a bitch, a girlfriend, a Valentine's, whatever the fuck, dudes, in my time, handled it. Now, there were the suckers. Nerds, geeks, whoever, whatever you fucking want to call them. We took them two nuts in that game. And we took that shit and any chance involved with it we took. We were not trying to eliminate what makes you a man or a pimp. So we was doing that to show we wasn't punks. Because punks can't be out there. Square has always wanted to believe niggas like me was punks. That's why we was always in there. To emphasize, we ain't got a punk bone in our body, motherfucker. Everything you motherfuckers do supports the notion that men are weak. Men are weak and prey on weak women. Pimps and real men denounce that shit by showing whatever motherfucker said. Gangster, politician, or police, whatever motherfucker saying that shit, you show them fuck you. Nobody giving a fuck what you think. Period. That's why we ride down the street, find the motherfucker, fuck you, cop. Nobody giving a fuck because you got a gun. We did this because we was real men first, and we became pimps second, or we became alpha men second. But we was a regular fucking man first. Don't get this shit twisted. And those of you who claim you was born pimping, we know what time it is with you. And man, motherfucker born pimping. I wish that you goddamn fools would realize you're not pimping. I wish you would realize what you're doing is proving those suckers right. When they say pimps are scary men with no spine. If I was still down, you know, just as I wouldn't stand for it today. If I was down, I would be so damn flashed up on my game that shit every sucker seen me, every square that ran into my path, across my path, would see how much not only I'm a motherfucking pimp, but I'm proud of it. Shit. I ain't trying to hide nothing from a motherfucker. You'll never see me referring to a participant precious fucking game as a damn number. Cowards, along with Monty Hall. Those are the only motherfuckers that do that. Because 98% of you motherfuckers haven't earned your name. I'll never understand how motherfuckers fellowship in today's world. 214, what's up?
Yo, yo, what's up, man? This is Mel Banks calling out of St. Louis. I got a quick question for you, bud.
Hey, hey, bro, you talking on the speaker?
Hold on, let me take you off, man. I'm driving, my bad.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah.
All right. I know I was watching this the little episode with you and Maroy, and you were speaking highly about your dad and your mom was very religious. What did they say when they did they ever find out that you was pimping? And if so, how did they react to that?
Well, they both actually knew, but I never told them. I never said anything. But I'm Rolls Royce and I got white bitches. They see that shit. I'm jeweled up. You know, my mama used to say, but you can't go around here thinking you could, she used to say primp. You know, she didn't say pimp. You can't be going around here primping yourself, you know, and all blah, blah, blah. But my dad, you know, once I kind of pulled up on him and told him, wow, this is a Rolls Royce. This is paid for. Cash. Showed him the pink slip. When I was pulling off, my dad said, do it, boy. That was the proudest moment of my life, man. I swear to God, that was the proudest moment of my life. My dad never acknowledged what any of us did because he expected us to do whatever. You ain't being on the bottom, motherfucker. You a Dixon. And I remember Pops came to a track meet. I think I was in the 10th grade. And he was up there with all the fathers. And he had never came to a track meet. And he was there, and I seen him. I was happy as fuck. So I get in the race, 100-yard dash. And I ran a 9.9, which was a record. It wasn't a record. It was a tie. Tied the record. But I came in second. And later on, when I'm looking up there to see my dad, he was gone. And when I got home, I said, Pop, you know, I'm tied to record. But I'm bragging like a motherfucker. He said, boy, if you think I'm ever going to come somewhere to see you, crazy. That's it. It wasn't no second place, man. It wasn't no second place with my dad. Period.
Dig that.
And I learned it, man. Go ahead. You got something else?
347. I was about to hang up so I can listen to you, man. It's kind of choppy on my phone. I'm at work and shit, so I just want to throw that question
right
out there
cool.
to you. And I'm a
347. What's up?
Yeah. What's up, OG? You can hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Speak up.
All right. Yeah. What's up, man? I've been hearing you for a couple years now. I'm 27. You're going to hear my voice again, but man, you know, your show, ever since I've been on the tube, I've been like, yo, this joint's like an after hour. Like, this shit really was the straight thing that was motivating
me to
have a roster.
Bro, what you know about
the
after hours? What you know about the after hours?
Yeah. Hey, man, that's all the hell I went to. That was the only shit I knew to go ahead and become a man. That was the only thing that I needed to go to. I knew I was going to get no sleep, so I'd go to school, so I could have, make sure I had my winter fresh, make sure I had my chapstick, make sure I had my numbers, make sure I had my quotes of the day, make sure I had my greetings of the day for every show that I was on. It was
God damn,
hour.
Bro, do you know how much I like talking to your fucking ass right now? Hey, all that shit you was naming, chapstick, all that bullshit, that's all a part of it. And you learn that shit in after hours because real niggas is in the after hours.
Man, OG, and I don't even want to waste your time. I just want you to know, man, you're going to hear me again. I'm going to keep calling. I'm going to spread word, man. It's just, I was just making sure this was real. You already know how a young nigga thinks.
Hey,
my question,
call in every time you see I'm on, bro. Hey, matter of fact.
Hey, I got.
Wait, listen.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I want you to hit my email, askrosebud@gmail.com. I got something for you free. Just hit me. Make sure you let me know who you are as far as your phone number.
I got you, OG.
All
I
right.
Got you.
So, hey, you guys, You guys don't know how much I that not him saying nice things, him kicking things and pointing out the things as far as reinforcing what he was saying as why he go to the motherfucking after hours. What he getting at the after hours. I'm talking about he mentioned chapstick. It's a, God damn it. Oh, shit. Hello? Hello? Trina, is this you? I don't hear you, God damn it. You don't have to call back. Damn. Matter of fact, you can hear me. Call back. Video, call back. Okay. That bitch. What was it? Wait, hey, 254, what's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear you.
Can somebody hear me? Oh, okay.
Yes.
Am I on the show?
Yes, you are.
I am? Okay. Rosebud, I don't know if you remember, I emailed you a while back and you answered me. The question I was asking was...
Yes, I remember you, but you didn't answer me back. I sure forget your name. No.
I did answer you.
You asked me back.
You answered
me back the first time, but when I hit you back a couple more times... Oh,
I didn't know you hit me back again. I don't know if you knew my question. My question was, do you ever have women on your show that try to give women advice? Like, do you do a show with women?
No, young lady. But I know a woman that
like
does,
that was,
and I know a woman that do that shit. And
I asked you to turn me on to her, and you—that's when you didn't ever hit me back.
Yeah, but I mean, girl, why you want a lady to tell you some shit that a man can tell you?
That's what we were talking about.
What?
This is what I want you to answer me this. Why are men scared to call into your show?
Hey, wait, what's your name again? I forgot.
My name is Elizabeth. I emailed you and I asked you on your show, do you ever have women that give advice? You told me, would I be interested in that? You said no, but would I be interested in what you had to say? And I said, yes. And then
okay,
I asked, do you know any women that... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Let me tell you why dudes don't call in and they're scared to call in. Because we're going to... when just like you called in and just like you're talking, I can hear your voice. Don't have any nervousness in it. You just talking. Whereas dudes, they call and they're nervous because they're lying. They're halfway making up what they're saying so that they can say whatever it is they're trying to say. So while they're making it up, they also thinking, man, if I say something wrong, Rosebud going to bust me out. And that's why they actually don't call, because they don't want to get busted out.
I think that's hilarious. Like, what do you even dial a phone for if you're scared? Why are you calling in?
Wait. If you email me again, I'm going to be a cowboy. So you know what we do. We have ropes. And I'm going to rope your goddamn ass. I'm gonna tie you up like a steer. And I'm going to pull you through the phone. And I'm going to see what you about. Because you don't sound like you scary at all. You sound like you might be flat. Although, I don't think you hold a 30. How old are
you?
25? How old are you?
No, 45? 44. I'll be 45.
You ain't no 44 years old. Are you?
Now what I got a life of?
I don't know.
I don't have no reason to lie.
You sound kind of fly, Elizabeth. You go email me?
I don't know. I never had nobody kick me out. I already emailed you. This is what I want you to do, Rose. But if you are so inclined, have a woman on your show and, like, do... Because I remember I went through your... And you had a woman on there.
Yeah,
she said she was in the game.
No, not like that.
I think men could benefit.
No.
From
answer
a woman's point
question.
Of view.
Answer that question.
No, I don't like pussy. I'm strictly on men. I've never been with a woman. I'll knock nobody who do that, but that's not for me.
Ooh, girl, the fuck what you did before? Are you going to email me just tonight, today.
You said what?
Forget that you emailed me before. Email me now. Well, not right now. But I want you to email me.
Yeah, I'll
email
you
me.
But this is what I want you to do. Tell me and just think about it. Don't say no. Just think about a woman that would that I could benefit from hearing what she had to say. I heard you, interview some lady she called
listen,
in.
Listen, you and a lot of women that got her head straight. But see, let me tell you something that you probably don't realize. Y'all be so real to these scary asses that they fucking.
You going in and out.
Am I?
Your audio going out. Yep.
Okay, you know what? That's because I'm talking to
you
on my computer. I'm on this computer. No, listen, call me back. Email me so we can talk. And then maybe I'll give you my phone number so we can talk personally. Because when you really talk to me, where you at? Where you live?
I live in Killeen, Texas. I'm from L.A., though. I'm originally from Los Angeles.
And you sound so... I can't wait to talk to you on that email.
Oh,
get
my
your
goodness.
Phone number.
Stop it, Rose. Good. Be nice.
I'm serious, girl.
Yeah. Oh, before I get off, I just want to tell your male listeners, what is y'all scared for? If you trying to come for some information and he giving you the information, just get the information. Or if you scared, don't call. Because you're clowning him, and
hey,
I'm just feeling bad for him.
You're 100% right. Hey, 551, what's up? You listen, I'll talk to you. Make sure you email
me.
Yes, today I was eating some lunches.
Hey, bro.
My friend Scott.
Bro, can you speak up? And can you get off
this
speaker?
And then, as we're doing it, eating it, Scott say, oh.
That dude, you know, I just don't understand it. Like, but see, I can't really knock what you are doing today because I'm sure, you know, it just cracked me up when I see you motherfuckers greeting each other on this computer. I guess, oh, to shake a nigga's hand and buy around the drinks and thinking about what's going on. But, do you guys do that? The brother that just mentioned the alcohol, I'm pretty sure he do shit like that. But I'm saying this is just another shortcut you guys take instead of hitting the road and meeting the real. Good morning, fellow bees. I hope your day is prosperous. That's what I be reading. But me and my nigga. Who is that nigga? I mean, that's that nigga, Tony J. Look, man, we gotta go beat that nigga. Says some punk shit like that. What kind of punk shit is that? Well, that shit is why you motherfuckers cannot think. Cannot be a real man. And a man is done for the people. You gotta stop killing your motherfucking self with your stupid punk, your little impersonal bullshit that you can do on a Facebook or Twitter or whatever. Man, I'm gonna fuck you up, man. Then you're saying it on Twitter. Do you motherfuckers know when you meet and greet men, it should inspire you to do as well as you witness the other men in front of you doing. Put it down. Just like that woman asked, why are they scared to talk? Because they're afraid of competition. If you call in and say some punk ass shit, and then the next motherfucker call in and say whatever he say, you're going to be comparing it. But you're going to be, like, scared. And I just don't. You got to stop killing yourself, fella. Oh, that's right. I forget. You motherfuckers grew up in T-ball. and you're afraid of competition. When we grew up, and we was 5 or 6 years old and wanted to play baseball, what was it? Majors and minors and Pee-wee or something like that. But our mound was close and our bats were small, but that pitcher threw that ball overhand and we swung the bat to hit the ball. We ain't had no goddamn teeth sitting up there with the ball sitting on it. See you, 631. What's up?
Irv Mac on the phone, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, bro, you got to speak up.
It's Irvin Mac on the phone. What's happening, bud?
Nothing, man. Irvin Mac.
I'm just calling in because ain't nobody calling. And even had one person say nobody's calling. You know, I'm in the chat a lot, you know, but I'm listening and I'm doing, and I appreciate all you do, man.
I appreciate you because I've been seeing you and Demi on everyone I do, bro.
I try, man. I try.
All right. Much love, man. Thanks.
Yeah.
So, you guys, understand it. This is not a T-ball life. This is a real life in real time. Be able to hit a pitch that this motherfucker is throwing at your ass to strike you out. He's as professional as you. You are a professional batter. He's a professional pitcher. Who's supposed to give up? Oh, that's right. Do they have they don't have a T stand for professional baseball players, huh? Oh, Ben do that. Okay, so maybe the little boys need T-balls. I mean, it's in the ball. Oh, you gave it to last place? That's a great trophy. You getting the trophy for coming in last motherfucking place. My daddy wouldn't even watch me when I came in second place and broke a record. But, of course, your fucking mother gonna, oh, honey, it's okay. You had fun? Oh, yeah, I had fun. Yeah, okay. You know what? I forgot, you guys, that I was using this computer is what I write on. And I forgot. And so what I'm saying is this computer over here is my real computer that I really do shit on. But since all this shit is what I wrote, I'm looking at it on this computer, and I fucking started talk on this computer, and that's why it's fading in and out. I've been wondering, you know, why is it fading in and out, but that's why I fucking got this on the punk computer. But all of this I'm learning, and all of this will be straightened out. This shit with my headphones, which I don't understand what that is, but I should be hearing myself, I know, as I talk. So it's registering. I don't know what's left. But anyway, what we got to do here is you motherfuckers don't know one thing. You just know. When you look fly and you go kick it with other men who are not doing as well, you make them strive to do whatever it looks like what you're doing. None of you motherfuckers, same as game, even look fly. What I'm saying is, for the handful of you motherfuckers that do, I can't help but step on your toes. Because you're letting suckers get in the way. And I'm spitting real shit. You know me. When I spit shit real like that, get the heat up. I don't know why it's so, but I do. But check this. Greeting niggas on the computer is something my antiquated ass to try to understand or just won't get to have friends under the age 45, maybe, because I mean, Gavin, my friendship is going to be based on some fucking internet dreams. I guess you say you can reach a gang of motherfuckers at one time. You can reach a gang of people at one time. Fucking with this internet. But you can only reach a gang of real motherfuckers if you all meet up at a joint and kick it. Down with this fake ass internet pimp shit. I also had to fight off the stigma of being a fucking white bitch having niggas. And I don't know what, you know, got into people, because I ain't never claimed to have colors. I always claimed to have bitches. I never associated any color with any of them bitches except green. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, if you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying. Lee was snowed in, of course. Because if I'm not mistaken, green is the only color of money. I'm snowed in. Snow is white. I am white bitches. Okay, but I'm looking at green. I was and still am about them goddamn Benjamin. Not all about the Benjamin. I ain't all about the Benjamin. But I am about it. And okay, 432, I see you. Let's see what you got for me, baby. What's that?
Free scholarship at SWU.
Do what?
Walk on scholarships. Y'all have free scholarships?
No, man, we don't.
All right, man.
What's funny? We don't.
Nothing,
we
man.
Ain't rolling.
I need my free scholarship.
I wish we was
man.
Rolling. Hey, bro, I wish we was rolling like
nigga.
That. I'd offer some.
All right, I'm going to hit you. I'm going to hit you on the email. Give me
all
a 20%
bro.
Discount.
I will give you that, bro. Hit me. Hit me on my email. Who knows? I might hook you up. I never really knew that you had to have a desire for a particular kind of woman to be down and dirty. I'm just saying, I thought you had to charge each one of them motherfuckers. Because they ain't nothing but slot machines. And I'm thinking, whenever you are around one, you want to get paid, not late. Then again, I remember this shit, and you're going to not believe me, but I remember I used to try to make sure people didn't have nothing to say about my exes. No matter how hard I tried, some fool would always have some shit to say about what I did and what I was saying. And I would go out and be ready to defend my motherfucking self concerning, you know, what this fool has, you know, put out on me or whatever this motherfucker's thinking. Until I really got in a fight about the shit. And let me tell you something. All we did was struggle and niggas broke that shit up. You know, they say, the nigga, you ain't Muhammad Ali, you ain't Joe Brady, what the fuck is wrong with how you got to go for it? Which is true. That's game. But what I'm saying is, motherfuckers, oh, hear some shit, and I'm in it, well, I come out, and I'm at the motherfucking club right before whatever's supposed to happen, and you should see motherfuckers, man. They would be, you know, just be flocking my fucking table. Because of what they didn't heard. And some would be talking about, I knew you was through it in that move. He just be trying to rank you, blood, but they can't. This only inspired me. Because them ain't even my bitches. But this is what they saying out there on the streets. and you got to in it way you can. And you got to understand when you are actually giving it, because advertisement in any form is good. When they say Roseman and shit, that black motherfucker, oh, nigga, that's negative advertising. But that is more promoting than positive advertising. Well, I know all this stuff. Where did I learn it from? The goddamn streets. Nigga, you don't care what they're saying about you as long as they're talking. That's why I should have waited for the full week release. Because this shit happened yesterday. I should have waited to see what these motherfuckers would have posted. Didn't sleep this morning. And I woke up, read some seriously suspect bullshit. And when a pimp retires, that motherfucker know he retired. He ain't gonna never stop thinking like a goddamn pimp. But he can never pimp the system or anything else unless it had a pussy. Only women have pussy for sale. A retired pimp that decides to do something else is doing what the fuck he would do. That's why he was a pimp in the first place. He ain't got no insecure bone in his fucking body. Knew he'd run into, you know, some pimp pals that's still down. But the motherfucker ain't gonna try to prove he was a pimp. Because he even retired. I ain't in that shit no more. Oh, I guess I'm talking about me. I was saying he or a pimp. But I guess I was talking about me. Insecurity. Real pimp is what I'm saying. So, fellas, even though this was a good call, I did encounter some technical difficulties that when I encounter them next time, I'm going to be straight, because I think my mistake is trying to roll with both of these computers instead of just one computer. And I really think that's what's going on. But look, I'm gone for now. And I really, 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 really love the fact that you motherfuckers are at least trying to call in. Hey, you know, it's like 112 of you motherfuckers don't even do it. I'm gone. Hey, Elizabeth, are you still listening? I'm looking for you, baby. Well, you are one crazy motherfucker. Yeah.